the St. Louis City Republicans seriously challenging two of the wards, at the very least. Now, you may say, well, it's just two. Well, wait a minute. This is going down from 28 to 14.
Yeah.
And it's St. Louis City. So when I say seriously challenging, I mean seriously challenging. I mean, there are the times where in some, you know, blue areas, you know, you get a candidate on the ballot and you go, well, good for you. Go get him, Tiger, that sort of thing. But no, now we've got a serious challenge right here. Phil Menendez is running in ward number two, and he joins me right now. He's in studio with us. Phil, good to see you again. And, of course, I say see you again because if you want to hear our extended recent conversation, just go to the News Talk STL podcast, and you can catch that conversation. You did one with me, and you also chatted with Vic as well, I think, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah,
yes.
And so appreciate you being in the studio right here. When I say seriously challenge, this is one of those cases where you're not a token candidate. You're running to win. I mean, this is an actual campaign here. So when you look at what's going on in City Hall, what is it people are telling you when you're knocking on doors and meeting at, you know, community meetings, all this kind of thing? What are they telling you is the most important things on their mind right now?
The most important things in our mind is that they want communication. They want to make contact with their leaders. They want the leaders out there with them. They're struggling at this time. They're fearful for crime and just the other citizen services with the trash, the homeless, threatening people where they're trying to go to work at the bus stops, and just lack of leadership or too much leadership in the negative way in St. Louis City.
Phil, with the number of aldermen being cut in half, basically, does that, I'm assuming then that then broadens the size of the wards. Does that make it an easier challenge to campaign, or does it make it tougher?
I think it makes it easier. I think that a lot of the aldermen are complacent in the neighborhoods that they've been in for a long time. They haven't stepped outside either their so-called little districts or parishes. So I step out, like the old War 16, hit all those neighborhoods, plus there's several other wards that are involved. It goes further east to Morgan Ford, and that's my cup of tea. Being a police officer for 23 years, I served in those communities and have already spoken with a lot of those community leaders and people and pretty much know their concerns by just listening to them and then seeing what's going on around us.
Yeah, you mentioned the crime, and obviously I think that's what we know most about St. Louis right now. Is right now St. Louis is known for violent crime. Okay, how many years are you on the job with the police department?
23, my last six as a sergeant.
Okay, so you've got a feel for this the way a lot of people don't have it. How does the city catch up to it and eventually get ahead of it to try to reduce? Because yes, it has to do with people being hurt, unfortunately people being killed, but it has all sorts of residual effects when it comes to business, economy, education. All of these other things are being affected by violent crime. So what does the city need to do to at least catch up to get a handle on it?
First thing we need to do is retain our police officers. We lost another 25 plus just this year alone. We do need the state control. And you have no city official saying that, like actually coming out saying, yes, we need city control.
They'll city say, or state?
Or state control.
Yeah, okay.
They'll say that we are, I'm open-minded to it, as my opponent says. Well, how are you open-minded and thinking about it when you know what needs to be done? Even under state control, the alder people are still going to have a great say-so of what happens. And it's going to be made up of constituents of here in the city. But the funding and the proper amount of officers that we need in the city, plus it gives our city officers hope, and they will, hopefully, they stay, the morale will go up, because once we lose them, they're not coming back, and we see the people that the personnel office at City Hall is hiring, pretty much anyone. I think one just had a conviction in Kansas. We see what happened at the hair salon when she pulls a gun out and, you know, wants to leave the store after stealing braids. We get what we who we're hiring.
Phil, when you're out in the walking the neighborhoods and knocking on doors and talking to potential constituents, what are you hearing from them as far as, you know, do they want to see state control resumed, or would they rather leave it with the city?
No, what I'm hearing from the constituents, actually, they just want change in City Hall altogether. They definitely would love to see state take it over, just because they want to see the police stay. They want better quality officers. They want higher standards. So they're, you know, and they're the ones living it. They're the ones being robbed. Sure. They're the ones, they got family, they got friends. And you listen to the news, you see and hear what's going on. And heck, just look at all the rings and the cameras people have in neighborhoods. Those cameras don't lie.
Right.
And it's every day, every morning, every night.
Now, technically, all of these races are nonpartisan, so there are no R's and there are no D's. People just have to get to know the candidates and vote for the candidates that they like. That's probably, I would think that's a good thing for your campaign, I would think. But when you look at what's happening in City Hall right now, even though she's new as the Board of Aldermen president, it looks like Megan Green is really kind of running by decree. I mean, people really aren't questioning her a whole lot. How do you plan, if you're elected, how do you plan to inject new ideas, a new approach, common sense support, fiscal responsibility, and do that in an environment that has turned so far left in recent years, decades?
Well, I say when I get elected, there's other older people on the board that want to do right, but they're overpowered now by this progressive side of City Hall. I think if there's more that there's common sense ones up there, maybe there's one that would stand out like myself, be very professional, but with facts and say, we need this, and then the rest might fall behind, or we could all stand together.
Phil, I know that the first round of voting is coming up March 7th. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
So explain to the listeners how that's going to work. I know it's kind of a different setup. I mean, they're starting to get used to it in the city of St. Louis, but it's a little unusual in terms of how it's set up from the different stages of the voting.
Well, the way I explained it last time, it's very easy on how I would do it. I would have all my constituents have show up to the polls on March 7th and just vote Phil Menendez and walk out.
Yeah.
You show up April 4th. You want to change, you vote Phil Menendez.
Keep it simple.
We will start it.
Yeah, because what you're referring to is kind of the ranked choice voting that St. Louis City has. That doesn't mean you have to vote for more than one person. You can just vote for the candidate that you want and then not give the others a vote at all.
Correct.
Now, you're a business owner now.
Yes, sir. I have a construction company.
Okay, so obviously you're tuned in to how City Hall affects businesses and employers and jobs, you know, in the city here. What does the city need to do better in order to attract, you know, jobs and economic activity and everything that goes with it?
Wow, there's just so much that needs to be done. From just within the city, you look at who they're hiring, it's all, you know, they say they want to change the broken 911 system. Well, first you have to go over and talk to the people over in communications to see what the problem is. Then you find there's not a lot of, they only got three 911 dispatchers.
And limit three?
Yeah, so at times just answering the phone calls, 911 evaluators.
How many calls will come in overnight?
Thousands.
Then there's three.
Right, and then some people say, you know, I feel bad, so I'm going to call the non-emergency number, but it's the same three people that are answering those calls. So
when I
first came out, there's 108 dispatchers, evaluators, and now there is, I think, in the 20s, when Tashara Jones came on, she said since they haven't used over 40-something for all those years, she cut the manpower down to 44, from 108 to 44, and they're screaming that they need other dispatchers are only paying them $13, $15 an hour. Well, the personnel section lowers the standards in City Hall. Since City took control, this is one of the main reasons why State needs to take it back. There's no typing test. It used to be 30 words a minute. The supervisor said just recently there was a lady holding a shooting for 4 minutes, but she couldn't type the address in. So she had to literally hand take the ticket to the dispatcher to have it dispatched. And then when they do have 30 applicants, it takes 2 months before that personnel at City Hall takes it over to communications. And at that time, it's only $13, $15 an hour jobs. You're not going to be able to find, you know, the people who qualified people plus anyone because they're all at different jobs at this time. So that all starts over at the personnel section in City Hall. On the other stuff, all the businesses, it's just a crime, and it's not the help they're getting. You know, these business owners and residents, when you walk the neighborhood, they're all trying their best to do good. They're trying their best not to put that suitcase that's by the front door in their car and to leave the city.
Yeah.
But it's getting to be impossible, and they're getting frustrated because their leaders are not out there with them. How are you supposed to help your so-called little village, which your ward, if you're the leader and you're not even out there with them, seeing the problems and then helping them with the, there's so many tools out there. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to get involved and make sure we handle the problem, which my expertise would come in as being a police officer for 23 years in the worst districts that this city had to offer. I was the one that helped boots on the ground with the communities. You listen to them. I used the tools we had, or we made up our own tools just to solve the problems and get things done.
Phil, I mean, there are a lot of problems in the city of St. Louis. They're easy to identify. You've outlined them here, and I know a lot of the constituents are kind of fed up with how things are going in the city. What are you seeing as the bright spots?
The bright spots would be, you know, that the people are still staying. They're still hanging on. They're, even though how bad it is, you know, and some are even going out getting training with guns, and they're buying guns. They don't want to. Heck, they're arming themselves with bats, but there's still hope. You know, they're hanging around. They haven't fled yet. Property value still is up. People are buying houses, but yet they want to leave just as quick. So I think if we could get the right number of people with the common sense on this board of 14, even half, that I feel like Tanner and the Bad News Bears. At the Astro game, you know, when he takes second base and says the game not over. Well, I feel like I'm grabbing second base now, telling the citizens at least in War 2, this game is not over. We got it. Let's all show up and vote March 7th to make this change. If everyone's willing and really want to see a change, then we need to vote the people out. Is if my opponent for 6 years, what have you done? These other wards, you've been there for several years. What have you done besides help destroy our city? So let's get new people in and see if we can take it the other direction.
And people want to get in touch with you. They do it how? Learn more about your campaign.
Menendez4, it's FORSTL.com. It's Menendez, MENENDEZFORSTL.com.
All right, Phil. Hey, appreciate stopping in. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for your day.